Been talking a lot of college and pro football. Even want to get into a little girls high school flag football. We had the World Series last night. So much going on. Why don't we take some phone calls now from all the P1s waiting to talk sports. And we start with Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County. You're on the ticket.
Hey, old Giorgio, you remember me? It's your cousin Elmer Wayne.
Yeah, I remember you, but you're not my cousin.
Yeah, I am your cousin. You better believe it. I know you remember me because we used to blow up cows together by shoving Tannerite up their ass and waiting for them to fart.
Oh, that's terrible. I've never done something
remember
like that.
That? You
no.
Was always into that.
No.
Good way to harvest your beef, ain't it?
No, it's not. That's terrible.
Hey, you still on radio?
Still on radio.
Woo-hoo! You're making that big money, aren't you? That city money.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I tell you, you still living in that big house with that lagoon-sized swimming pool?
It's not that big a pool.
Oh, it's
same house.
It's big. We still got our lagoon pool out here, too. It's called the septic swamp.
Oh, gross. Don't swim.
The collapsed septic tank.
Oh, don't swim in that.
Swamp that whole area, but we swim in it anyway.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, old boy, I'm calling you up for a good reason.
What's that?
You need to come on out here to the big Dunham family Halloween party.
Okay, your last name is not Dunham, and I'm not interested in the party.
Damn hell is, and you got to come on out here to this. You'll be our special celebrity guest. We want you to be the Grand Marshal of our Halloween carnival.
Grand Marshal, that sounds pretty cool.
Our family Halloween carnival. We're going to do it all. We're going to play Pin the Donkey on the Tail. Where we put on some Tijuana donkey shows with some of the more sporting women in our family.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to shoot apples off each other's heads, you know. Despite what happened last year, we're going to keep going with it.
Oh, man.
And we're going to dress up as, this is a funny prank, we're going to dress up as homicidal clowns and break into the old folks' home in the middle of the night and see how much we can scare them.
No, that's terrible.
Oh, come on. It's a prank. Old people have senses of humor, too, George. You need to learn that.
That's assault is what that is.
You need to learn that. But we're going to see how bad we can scare them before we do a medication sweep, see what we can get out of there.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, you're the one who named it Bobbing for Oxycontin.
I did not. No, I didn't.
I remember that, yeah.
There's somebody else you're thinking of.
You know, I know that our Christmas newsletter ain't going to be full of good news this year.
Oh, no. Imagine that.
Ruth Ann and I are having some problems.
I'm sorry to hear that, Elmer Wayne.
Well, it's partially my fault because I got involved with a woman I shouldn't have. Outside of my marriage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but... this woman, I tell you, George, you got to see her. I'll send you a picture of her. You still got a snail mail address?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I mean, this woman, she has a rocking body for a 50-year-old, but there were some red flags.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was out on bail for murder of her last husband, which was her 6th and 7th.
Wait, her 6th and 7th?
Well, yeah, 6th murder, 7th husband. This woman, I mean, she got some red flags. She has pretty mean meth addiction, and you know, she hadn't slept in like 2 months and didn't have any teeth. They'd all rotted out. But I just figured, hey, I'm like you, Giorgio. I don't mind getting a gummy every once in a while. But
gosh, look,
she had the genital warts from navel to toe, had the Confederate flag tattooed across her chest. And
man,
Robert E. Lee's face on each breast. You know, and you know how it is.
No, I don't know how that is.
Yeah, you did.
No,
hey,
I don't.
You told me, hey, when you're horny, red flags looked like 6 flags.
I've never said
so. You want to go on that ride.
No.
And I took up with her, and our cousin, my wife, Ruth Ann, she caught me. She caught me in Roxanne. That's the other girl's name. She caught me in Roxanne's single wide last week, and Ruth Ann chased me up a tree and held a shotgun on me for the better part of the week.
Wow.
The week.
Yeah, and while I was up there, I got into a fight with a raccoon, and... Got a slight dash of rabies out of that one.
Slight?
Yeah, so the symptoms started getting bad when I was up there in the tree. And so yeah. Ruth Ann made a makeshift dumbwaiter and raised a glass of water up there, and that chased me out of the tree. You know, we get hydrophobic, us rabies people.
Gosh.
And then when I got down on the ground, she came, Giorgio. She beat the hell out of me with an Elin Nordgren signature 7-iron. I didn't even know she had signature clubs.
Yeah, I didn't either, Elmer
so
Wayne.
I've been laid up in the hospital the past couple of days, and I'm using you for my one phone call from the hospital.
Well, I hope it makes you feel better. We're not related, but I hope you get your life straightened out.
And last night, they eventually had to take me off of life support, but I kept going.
Wow.
Because I just wanted to get out of there. But I like that life support machine, man. I didn't have to expend any energy breathing or heart beating, none.
Nothing, huh?
None.
You liked it.
But this is what I'm calling you for. The damage was done, and the doctor says that 7-iron did a number on my noggin, and I'm going to need a brain transplant.
There's no such thing as a brain transplant.
I need a left hemisphere, and the doctor says he thinks you might be a match.
Okay. We don't match up brains, and no.
Right now, it got me. I'm hooked up to a temporary external pig left hemisphere.
Okay.
And it works okay. I mean, I can find a truffle from like 38 miles away, but I can't do long division. Can you help me out?
No, nobody can. You can't get a brain transplant.
Come on! You ain't using your whole brain. You're so smart with all that sport talking and everything. You don't even need half your
brain. Yeah, give him half your brain.
Hey, stop joining
you
him.
You beat all the other shows with half your brain tied behind your back.
No,
I've heard you say it a million times.
I've never said that. I've never had private conversations with you.
Well, hey, at least come out and be the Grand Marshal to our Halloween party.
Yeah, that Grand Marshal thing kind of interests me a little bit.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Come on out here. Wear your whole white robe and your wizard hat. No,
okay.
That's,
right. Last that's enough out of you.
All right, then. Woo! Country!
Here goes Elmer Wayne, not my cousin.